This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Happy New Year's Eve Eve. This weekend will mark the end of another year, but before we do, we're going to take a moment to look back on some of the defining moments in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta from 2021. To do that, I'm joined by KYUK reporter Greg Kim.
Happy New Year, everyone. We'll start in January. 2021 began with a tragedy. Two men drove into an unmarked open hole in the river ice near Tuluksac and drowned. In January, the search for the missing men became a training ground for a new generation of search and rescue volunteers. Mid-January, a fire destroyed Tuluksac's only source of clean running water. 3.5 weeks later, Governor Mike Dunleavy issued a disaster declaration. Another month later, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation installed a potable water system. Around that time, YKHC opened COVID-19 vaccinations to everyone in the region aged 16 and older. January ended with ANIAC musher Richie Deal winning the Bogus Creek 150 sled dog race. He made history as a first musher to also win the Kuskokwim 300 in the same year, and he set a new K300 record for fastest finish. For the first time, four of the top five K300 mushers to finish were from the Kuskokwim River communities.
In February, two YK Delta school districts, the Gusbuck and Lower Yukon, reopened schools in some of their communities as COVID cases fell. Then in March, the Lower Kuskokwim School District reopened in-person learning as well. Other school districts resumed basketball.
In April, the region marked 1 year since its first confirmed COVID-19 case. McCoryuk became the first YK Delta community to possibly have reached 100% vaccination against COVID-19 thanks to the work of a mother and daughter health aid team. The Hooper Bay girls basketball team won the 2A state basketball championship. CHVAC declared a state of emergency after a fire destroyed its old school. And Bethel City Council voted to hire an investigator to review how the city handles sexual assault cases. The action came after a woman alleged the police department waited 34 days before picking up her sexual assault kit.
In May, COVID-19 vaccinations opened to 12 to 15-year-olds. As cases dropped, the Bethel City Council rescinded its mask mandate for vaccinated individuals in public places. And Orthodox Christians in Bethel gathered for the first time in nearly a year and a half to celebrate Easter. On that high holiday, longtime KYUK colleague Lillian Upmuck-Michael died at the age of 64. She is remembered as a teacher, translator, reporter, storyteller, and friend. Also in May, illegal Facebook gambling began surging across the region, and NPR named KYUK interns as finalists in their student podcast challenge.
In June, the city of Bethel began offering $100 gift cards as incentives for people to get vaccinated against COVID. YKHC ended its free COVID testing at the airport and its drive-through testing at the hospital after people largely stopped using them. Global supply chain challenges led to a national increase in lumber prices, exacerbating the housing shortage in the region. Later in the year, supply chain issues would lead to a shortage of Toyo stoves in the state. Napakiak created a comprehensive 50-year plan to relocate its community. Retreat, they called it. The plan is one of the first of its kind and could provide a blueprint for other communities threatened by climate change.
July marked the wettest July in Bethel in over 90 years with near-record rainfall. The rain made drying what few salmon people caught difficult. This year's Kuskokwim Salmon Run saw what has become an average number of king salmon in recent years, well below the historical average, and the Chum Salmon Run crashed to record lows. Meanwhile, federal and tribal managers wrestled with state managers for control of the Kuskokwim salmon fishery, and local subsistence fishermen increased pressure on state and federal organizations to limit salmon bycatch in the Bering Sea.
Salmon runs were even worse on the Yukon River. The Yukon saw its worst summer and fall chum runs on record. It also saw its lowest coho run and its fourth lowest chinook run. Bristol Bay processors shared salmon from the area with Hungry River residents. And facing uncertainty that the runs will ever rebound, subsistence families and the whole commercial industry tried to pivot to new food sources. Also in July, a federal judge sentenced former Bethel Elementary School principal Chris Carmichael to 15 years in prison for enticement of a minor. A state judge sentenced him to 25 years with 10 years suspended. The Lower Kuskokwim School District agreed to pay $3.8 million to settle a sex abuse lawsuit in the Carmichael case. A second lawsuit is ongoing. As COVID cases resurge across the state, hospital leaders warned of bed shortages in the state's major hospitals.
Then, in August, the Bethel City Council reinstated its pandemic mask mandate for everyone in public spaces. YKHC mandated COVID-19 vaccinations for employees, and the region hit its highest infection rate since January. At the end of August, the Pfizer vaccine received full federal approval.
In September, hospital officials across Alaska warned the healthcare system was collapsing. YKHC, along with other Alaska hospitals, reached capacity and activated crisis standards of care. YKHC began offering COVID-19 booster shots. And the city of Bethel mandated COVID-19 vaccinations for employees. All but six got vaccinated before the deadline.
In October, Bethel elected new city council members, one of whom was city council member Mary Beth Hessler. Hessler is the only council member not vaccinated against COVID-19 and the only member to vote against the city mask and testing mandates. Her election marked a break in the council's unanimous support of pandemic mitigation measures. COVID cases in the region reached their highest levels in 10 months, and YKHC expanded monoclonal antibody treatments to villages.
The month of November was cold. Bethel recorded its coldest November in 80 years. The low temperatures triggered an early freeze-up, freezing barges in the river, and stranding a group of hunters on the lower Yukon River for a week before a helicopter could reach them. The native village of Akiak made history as the first YK Delta community to bring broadband internet to its residents. Children ages 5 to 11 became eligible for COVID-19 vaccinations, and the Association of Village Council Presidents mandated vaccinations for employees. Alaska State Troopers arrested suspects connected to a string of violent crimes in Russian Mission after evading capture for months. The delay underscored the lack of public safety officers in Western Alaska.
Finally, in December, the Bethel Regional High School boys wrestling team took first place in the state wrestling tournament. The girls' team placed fourth. Bethel recorded its rainiest December ever. The historically bad weather stranded hundreds of people in Bethel during the holiday season. Also this month, Alaska confirmed its first cases of the Omicron variant. Scientists believe the new variant is at least twice as transmissible as the previous Delta variant. With many more people expected to get infected, local health officials are urging everyone to get vaccinated and boosted against COVID to protect their health and to prevent the healthcare system from becoming overwhelmed. And we'll leave it there. Until next year, Happy New Year. Thank you for sharing your stories with us throughout this year.
KYUK will not be airing a local newscast tomorrow. KYUK Local News will return on Monday. Happy 2022 and take care.